Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, the laws of vows in the Seif Afla, which we continue with the theme of the previous Perek regarding additional laws of Mudri Hana, of someone who is prohibited to have pleasure because of a vow. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf, what's the halacha if two people take a neder of prohibiting benefit one from the other? As Rambam says, Shnayim Shenestu Hanos Kol Echem Em Al Chaber. We have two people that there was a prohibition of pleasure that each one had taken one on the other, whether through an oath or through a vow. They're permitted to return a lost object one to the other. Why? They're giving back something, they're giving to the other person pleasure, because it's a mitzvah. He's not really giving him any pleasure. The Torah is forcing him to do it, so therefore, that's why he's doing it. Now, but if it's a place where the custom is that the one who returns the object gets some type of reimbursement for that, then that wages, that benefit has to go to Hektish, because since they made themselves forbidden one to the other like Hektish, so therefore any benefit that comes from one to the other is like Hektish, and therefore goes to Hektish. And the reason is Shem Yitl Sachar, because if he takes the wages, Nimtzenena, comes out that he's getting benefit. Vim Lo Yitl, if he doesn't take, Nimtze Mahana, it turns out he's giving him benefit, because he doesn't have to pay for that. So either way, you're really in a bind. So what you do is you take that wages normally given, and you give that to Hektish. Halacha Beis. Now, Umitarim, they're permitted, these two that are forbidden one on the other, both ways, to have pleasure one from the other. They're permitted b'dvarim shem b'shutafes kol yisrael, in things that they're in partnership with the entire Jewish people. And since the entire Jewish people are equal in this, so essentially it's like hefker, it's like free for all, and it's not like something, as we'll see later on, regarding things that are specifically for these partners. Kugan Harabas, for example, the Temple Mount, Velashachis, and the chambers, Vazoris, and the courtyards, which are all there in the Temple Mount, in the Beis HaMikdash complex. Or Vahabe'er Shebe'em Tzaderech, or the well that was in the middle of the road coming up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So that's for the Khan's Kali, so that's for everyone, therefore that's like Hefker. So they're permitted to have benefit from it. But Vasurin Bidvarm, but they're forbidden in things, Shem Bushutafish Kalan Shair, that is partnership only from the people of that city where they live in, and that people from other cities have no rights to. So in the sense they're like partners, which then each one's shear is making a prohibit on the other. Kugan the Rukhav Shabir, let's say the marketplace of the city, Vamerchats in the bathhouse, the basic nesses in the shul, Vateva, which is either the ark or it's the bima. Vasvarim and the svarim that they have, so that's like partnership, and each one has a shear in that, which he's not have benefit from him. So they're both forbidden in these city elements. Now halacha gimel. So b'keitzad yasu k'dei shiyu mutar midvarim elu. What should they do that they're going to be permitted to go ahead and not have to move to another city and be able to use the things from the city? So kol echad ve'echad mishneim. So each one of these two people koisav chelkel anasi. He writes his shear that he has in the city elements. He writes it over to the leader, or to one of the other people of the city. He merits it to that nasir, that other person, through a third party, where he says to that person, here, merit in this gift in for the benefit of the nasir, that other person, and this is like, you could be zaychel adam shalom b'fonim, he can merit it for the nasir, that other person, as if he's the agent of the nasir, to merit it. So the nimtzah comes out, kol echem, each one of these two people, kishikans lamerchatz, that if he goes into the bathhouse, which is for the people of the city, or to the shul, he's not going into his friend's domain, rather than to the domain of everyone else in the city. Like we said, because each one gave up his shares, his rights in these city elements, and gave it over as a gift to the nasi or to some other person, and therefore it's not violating the prohibition of benefiting from the other person. Now, Halacha Dalad Ram continues regarding, but what if, let's say, their partners in their chatzar? Hayushneim shutafim bechatzar. Let's say they were both partners. Each one had a house opening up into their common courtyard, which is in front of their houses. And their partners in that courtyard. And their chatzar, now each one should be forbidden because they're partners in that and did not have benefit from the other. So, it depends. If there is a halacha on this courtyard, which there's a obligation of division, which is each house has an opening of four amos in front of the opening. Now, besides that, there remains in the chatz, in the courtyard, which is in front of the houses, an area that each person, even if it was divided, would have a significant area of four amos by four amos. Then, as the Rambam says in Hachashchenim in the second parag, we force them to divide. Okay, then they're forbidden to go into this courtyard until they divide. And then each one will come into his portion, and so fine, they won't have benefit from the other person. But let's say it's too small, it doesn't have a halacha of division, then each one could go into his house, but he has to pass through the common courtyard. And he says, I'm going into my part of the courtyard. In other words, since you can't force the partners to divide here at all, because it doesn't have enough for division, so in its inception, it was acquired with the purposes that the courtyard is going to be totally for each one when he's using it. So when he's using it, it's what's called yesh birur, that he could say that, yesh birur, that, okay, retroactively clarified that at this moment, this is totally mine, and when you're going, it's totally yours. And therefore, that would be what you can do in that situation. Now, but says the Rambam, either way, whether there has a halacha of chalukah or it's too small for chalukah, shneim asurim, but either way, they're both forbidden, lahamid rechayim etanah, to put over their mill or an oven, or legal etanah garden mechadzu, or to bring up chickens in this courtyard. And the reason for that is because all these things, in general, any partners, even those that didn't take a neder, no one or the other, could hold back the other one from doing such a thing. It's just that usually they're mevater, they look away. But vitur, as the Rambam said in Perek Vav, in the previous Perek, is asur b'moda ano, when you have a neder of ano forbidding one the other. So therefore, those things you can't do. But walking through, if it's too small, we say that it was totally that person's when he's walking through. Halacha hei. Shnayim shor shutafin b'chatzar. Again, if you have two people that are partners in the courtyard, now here we're switching up the case, not from both on each other. One person takes a vow that the other person cannot have benefit from him. So we force the one who took the vow to sell his shears, his rights in the courtyard, because he's placing a stumbling block if that guy's going to use the courtyard. So the law would dictate that he should have to sell so that he shouldn't be causing a stumbling block to his friend. You can't force the victim because, well, it wasn't, he didn't choose to do such a thing. So the one who took the neder, we forced him to sell his share. Now, let's say the other way around. Let's say nadash le'yohana hu b'sheni. Let's say he took a vow that he's not going to have benefit from that other person. Okay, so obviously it's all about him. And he's allowed to go into his house. Like we said before in the previous halacha, he's ultimately, when you don't have kedei chalukah, he's going into his domain. Like we said, he can't utilize the courtyard to put a mill or an oven. Like he explained in the previous halacha, again, and here we don't force him to sell his portion because the only stumbling block would be for himself. And he says, I'll be careful not to stumble. And he's just going to use it to walk through, and that he's allowed to because that we say it's for him at that time. Halacha vav. Let's say ha'yachad min ha'shuk, osaban os echad mishneim. Let's say someone from the street, some other random person, was forbidden of a neder to have benefit from one of these two partners of the courtyard. He's allowed to go into the courtyard. Because he tells him, I'm not going into your courtyard. I'm going into your friends. I'm not going into yours. And again, this is based on the principle of Yesh Breira. And with Tumah Lechatzah said, that doesn't have Kedei Chaluka. So we consider it as that other person, that other partner's part, as if it's all his at that moment. So he could say, I'm going into his, I'm not going into yours. Now, Lecha Zayin, the Rambam continues regarding what happens if a person takes a neder prohibiting benefit for a group of people. So Misha Asr Hanois Umma Min Umma Salasma. That's someone that says that nationality, that people, that group of people, that nation, I'm forbidding benefit on myself from that group of people. So he's allowed to go ahead and buy from them higher than the prices, and Valimkalem Pachis, and to sell to them lower than the price normally is. Now, this is only talking about when he took a neder not to benefit from the people of that nation. But if let's say he took a neder not to benefit from their properties, and no matter what the price is, he's still having benefit. It would take effect on their properties. He would take them from the people, and here he's not benefiting from the people, because if anything, they're getting money off him. They're selling to him high and buying from him low. Now, let's say Asa Hanayase Alehem. Let's say he made his benefit forbidden on them. So, Im Shemeli, if they listen to him, Shikich Mem B'Pachais, that they're going to buy from him lower than the price, Vim Kabiyas, and sell, and sell higher. So mutter then is permitted, meaning if he's selling to them higher and they buy he's buying from them less, so that's permitted because they're not benefiting from him, they're losing. Now, and the chiddush in this is, but in Goyzen Khan, here we don't make a gezera that, no, shleimker, we're not going to let him sell to them lower, that they're going to sell to him lower, gezera shem yikach, maybe they're going to buy from him lower, comes out that they're benefiting, because that is a gezera that we usually make. When someone has a neder of hana from on his friend, they would don't let him sell at all. because he might buy from him when it's in a lower price, and it comes out he's benefiting that person, as the Rambam said in the previous parak, halachat hazai. Here we don't say such a gezer. Why? He didn't make a neder from one person, Kadesh and Igzolab, that we can make such a gezer on him. Rather from an entire nation. And this is really going back on when it's an individual. You say, okay, when it's by one person, if it's not possible for him to do business with him, because we're saying a gezer, we don't let him, sell high because he might sell low. Okay, Yisiv Yitne Macher. So he'll do business with someone else. So we can make such a gezer that we don't want to let him do one way because he might do it the inappropriate way. Because he could do business with other people. Here, it's a whole nation. So we're not going to make such a gezer because he might do it in the inappropriate way. Now, Lafikach, therefore, since we don't make the gezeris over here, if he, let's say, the other way, the first way, if he makes their benefit forbidden on him, that he cannot have benefit from them, so he could lend them kelim and he could lend them stuff because they're benefiting, not him. And like we said, in contrast, when he makes his isra on a person, where we make it two ways. He cannot lend them because he might borrow from them. Here, we said we're not making these gezeiras when it's on the whole nation. So therefore, he can lend them and but obviously he cannot borrow from them and he cannot borrow money from them, again, because then he would be benefiting from them. Let's say he made it two ways. He's making his benefit forbidden on them, and their benefit is forbidden on him. So lo yisav yitnei man, obviously cannot do business with them. So that they cannot do business with him, because either situation, if he's selling high or low, either way, someone's gaining, and neither one is allowed to have benefit. He cannot lend to them. He cannot borrow from them. He cannot borrow from them. He cannot lend to them again, because someone's going to be getting benefit over here, which is forbidden. Let's say he makes forbidden himself the benefit from the people of the city. So asli shoal al nidroi, he cannot go and ask and to undo his nedr from a sage of the people from that city because he's benefiting from the hatara of that nedr. Now, but if he did ask him and he permitted him, Hari Nedr Mutter, so the Nedr is Mutter Gemesh Ba'an, as the Ram had already explained this already in Perek Dalad Halacha Yud Gimel, that after the fact, it is a hatara of the ned. Halach yud, misha asa hanoyis habriz alav. Let's say man makes the prohibited to have benefit from the people of the world on him. So hariz mut lohanis b'leket, he's permitted to have benefit from leket, which are the gleanings, the stalks, that singular stalks that fell down when they were harvesting, or shikcho, which is the bundles that were forgotten, or peyo, which is the corn of the field that's be left for the poor, umay sa'an yamaschalak b'grunis, and specifically in the third and the sixth year when they have the tithing of the poor people, which is specifically, we're talking about the ones that are divided by the granary, which the guy just leaves it over there. Whoever wants to come and takes it, and they're hefker, and therefore it's permitted because he's not having nana from the brias because it's hefker. Now, avoloi b'tech habayis, but not the ma'isa ani that's given out by the owner in his house, because that's actually has a different terminology in the Torah. It says v'nasata l'alevi. It has a terminology of giving, which there's a taibas anah, the Baalim get to choose who they give it to, so therefore it's not really like totally hefker. In contrast to the Maisa Ani that's by the Gurin, doesn't say to give it, just says Bahanachta Bashrach, you leave it over there, whoever wants to come takes it, so there's no taibas anah, and therefore you're not benefiting from any Briyas, so that's the difference. That Maisa Ani Hamaschab Gurin, he could take, but not the one that's given up to Techa Bais. Halacha Yud Alf, continuing regarding groups, Misha Asana Asi Alakhan Malavim, let's say someone says that he's forbidding his benefit, no Kayan lady can have benefit from him. They could, against his will, take their gifts, meaning the truma and the meiser, even against their will, because although he gets to decide who he wants to give it to, his truma and his meiser, and it's like considered a monetary benefit, but still, since he's making his truma and meiser forbidden every kohen and every levi, so he's making like dirt, because truma is only for Kohanim, and it's forbidden for Zarim. So what's he going to do with it? Comes out, essentially, it's like he was mafkrid, because he has nothing to do with it. So therefore, that's why they could take it, like they're taking from Hefker, and they're not taking from him. So to Maisa, even though a Zar is permitted to eat it, but you have to give it to the Levi, so, and he's saying he's not giving it to, so it's also essentially like Hefker. Now, but let's say, he says, Kohanim Eilu, Levim Eilu, he says, those Levim, they are forbidden to have benefit from me. Okay, how will then they're forbidden. He's allowed to choose who and who not. And then be eaten through Maisa Maisa the Kan Levim Achem, and then he gives it to Maisa to other Kan Levim. And Buhadim Manas Anim and Manim, same thing applies to the gifts of the poor to the poor, where if you say in generic, so that he can't do, but if he says these Anim, so then he could give it to other Anim. Halachid Beis continues, what do you do in situations where yeah, you made a neder enough forbidding another person, but you want to assist the person. So halachic days, Mishal Yisan Yosa Asur Al Chaver. Let's say someone had a prohibition of a neder not to have his friend having any benefit from him. Ve'en l'chaver ma'yechon. Now his friend has nothing to eat. So halachic atzalcham nimil. I mean, what you could do is you go to the store and you say to the store owner, Ish plain the asav on the asi. That person is forbidden to have benefit from me. Ve'en idem o'esa. I don't know what to do. Now, you know, I'll say explicitly, give him and I'll pay him back, because if that's the case, then like the storekeeper is his shliach, and shliach shlom is kemaisa. You just say, I don't know what to do. If the storekeeper realizes what's going on and he gives that guy, that poor guy, food or money, and then he comes to collect from this person that had made the neder for bending benefit from him, he's a mutter, that's going to be permitted because it's only like paying the debt of the mudana, which is mutter, like the Rambam said in the previous halacha, perek vav, halacha dalt. Halacha yud gimel. Similar case. Let's say the mudr hana had a house he had to build. G'day ligdor, he had a fence he had to make. So they ligdor, he had a field to harvest. No, the guy doesn't have any money to pay for workers. Now this guy who is not allowed to give him benefit because he took a neder forbidding him, he goes to workers and he says, Ish plain the asab on the asi. That guy is forbidding that benefit from me. I don't know what to do. And the workers realize, they go and they do work with him. And they come to that guy to get their wages. Again, that's going to be permitted, and even though it's not even like the previous case for like food, it's just like for building purposes, still the same thing's permitted. As the Ram explains, because it comes that this guy's just paying his debt, really explained in Perek Vav Alachadal, he's allowed to pay his debt because holding back a claim is not giving benefit, it's just Mavrich Ari, and therefore that would be permitted. Alachidal, the Ram continue with similar ways of indirect ways of giving the person who is mudr hana, giving him hana. Let's say, there's no storekeeper, there's no workers, they're on a journey, and the other guy doesn't have what to eat. So you give it to one of the other travelers, you give him as a gift. Now the other guy can't benefit because not benefiting from him, he's getting from the guy he gave a gift to. Let's say there's no one else with him, just the two of them. So under the circumstances, he puts it on the rock and he says, they're hefker, they're ownless, whoever wants them. And then that person takes it and he eats it. Now, alochet is vav. Let's say someone gives a gift to a person, he tells him, that which the Ram here is going to say that the limitations of these dispensations that we previously said. Let's say someone gives a gift to someone and he says, see, this meal, this party, this banquet, it's given to you as a gift. But the Yave Plain issue, asam on the asi, let that guy who's forbidden to have benefit from me, the Yechelman, let him eat with us. It's yours. But just let that guy come. Says the Ramah, that's forbidden because that's obvious that this is just trying to subvert the halacha and like make as if what's called harama as if, but it's pretty obvious what's really going on here. But Lord, not only that, Elephilim doesn't lay stump. Let's say he just gives them without saying anything. But Chazav Amalei then tells him, he asks him, do you want that person, should he come and eat with us? Says the Rambam, if the end reveals regarding the beginning, suddenly you start realizing, hey, that was really his whole intention all along, just to have that guy come along and eat with them, then again, usher, it's forbidden. Wow, what's an evident, what's obvious that this is just subterfuge? For example, let's say the guy had prepared a huge banquet, but he wants his father or his teacher to come to eat from his meal. Problem is, he took a neder forbidding them. The largesse of this banquet makes it evident. He had no intention of preparing a whole huge banquet for his son's chasna and like gifting it to someone else. It was just an excuse. Anything like that is not a permitted way of getting that mudana to have benefit from that meal. Halacha design. Another qualification, any gift, which we're saying if you gifted to someone else, then it's not from you, it's from that guy. But any gift, that if that other person, the recipient, would want to be makdash et Hashem for purpose of hektish, it would not allow him, that wouldn't give him the power to go ahead and be makdash, that's not a gift. Again, it's just a joke. Now, but now, if someone gives someone a gift, on the condition that subsequently he should then acquire it to someone else, so then, that other person acquires it when the first person goes and acquires it to him. In other words, even though the first person for himself didn't acquire it forever because he gave it to him only with the condition of giving it to the other person at a later point in time, But it's not like telling another person that, oh, merit is for that other person, because there it's obvious he's doing it just for the other person. Here, no, the first person acquires it with the intention of then giving it to the other person at a later point in time. Now, vim lo hikna lo hirishin lo yisa achar. Let's say that first person does not ultimately gift it to the other person. Then lekana lo hirishin lo yishin. Then neither the first person nor the second person acquires it. Because if you didn't fulfill the stipulation, then the matana was batal because it was only based on if you're going to give it to that other person later on. Halacha yidzayin. Another discussion regarding what to do when someone's mudu hana. Specifically, if someone took a prohibition of a vow al bal bitay on his son-in-law, the eidim, on his daughter's husband. Now, but who writes a loss is labite mois, but he wants to give his daughter money, that she could have benefit from them, and she could use it whatever she needs to. Problem is, the husband has a right in his wife's assets, and then he's going to be benefiting his son-in-law, which he took a vow he's not going to. So he's a nice and loving. What he does, he gives it to her and he tells her, see, these monies, these are given to you as a gift. As long as your husband does not have a domain over them. Rather, they should be given for what you put into your mouth, which that the husband's never going to get, because it's what she's using to consume herself. Or what you're going to wear. Things like that. So even though he has rights, but these are things that can be purely for her. Now, even if he tells her, on the condition that your husband has no rights in them, and rather, whatever it is that you want to do, you should do with them, but it doesn't say, specify exactly what you should do with the monies. Okay, so the husband does not acquire it, because that was the stipulation of the gift. Whatever she wants, you can do with them. After he gives her a gift, and he says to her, on the condition that your husband has no rights in them, but it doesn't specify that the gift should be for either this or that. Or he doesn't even say that that you should do it with whatever you want with them. So the husband did acquire the rights, because that is the law, to consume from its utility, and because yad ish kiyad baila, so that's forbidden. Because he said he's forbidden to have benefit from his father-in-law. Now, but at the same time, the husband is acquiring it. So, although it's been for him to have benefit, if he wants to, he could give it tzedakah, or he could do some tzarchi rabin, because mitzvah l'honis nedu, or anything else that is not going to be considered as having a noah, he could do with it, but ultimately, in this case, where he didn't specify what his daughter should do with it, so then the son-in-law did get it, and then, again, it would be problematic, because he's not a benefit from his father-in-law.